Next up is the Saturday Special with MZ, and you're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I am Nikki James, and here is your host, MZ.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, Nikki. Are you there?
Yeah, hey. I'm here.
So let's see. I think this is the first time you and I have been in separate places doing the Saturday Special.
I know. I'm actually stoked. This is kind of fun.
Oh, cool. Okay. So I'm all set to play the Good Morning jingle.
Let's do it.
But first, I've decided to at least try to become a little more professional on the Saturday Special.
Really?
Yeah. Is that exciting, or is that sort of a letdown?
I'm excited for you.
Okay. The way I'm going to try to get a little more professional is to do what we call in the radio business a tease.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
A tease is something that you some words that you put out that you think will go a long way towards keeping the listeners glued to the radio program so they don't tune out before it's finished.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so here's the tease for today. Coming up on today's Saturday Special, the complaint department.
Ooh.
It's rare that people who call 429-2222, our comment line, abuse the privilege. It is very clearly stated when you call the comment line that it is not to be used for complaints. But yesterday, somebody called the comment line and complained not once, but twice. This is not acceptable, and I'm going to have to deal with that today. Okay, also coming up on the Saturday Special, a follow-up on last Saturday Special's episode in which Liberal Ed and Aptos said the N-word. Now, you were there, weren't you?
Yes, I was there. That was...
You witnessed it, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah, and I did a double take when I was, when I was actually hosting the program. I couldn't believe my ears. And the program was recorded, and it was replayed at 10 o'clock that evening. And Robin Goldstein, who was our good friend, sent me an email that had a clip of that, that had an actual clip of Liberal Ed using the N-word and then denying it later on. Okay, we're going to cover that. And, of course, those of you who tuned in to the epic Noon Balloon program 2 days ago, last Thursday, featuring the former Santa Cruz Mike, now China Mike, a resident of Guangzhou, China, we're going to sort of debrief that program. It was a great program. But right now, let's start this Saturday Special officially.
Good morning. A brighter day is...
No. We don't start it officially with it saying, morning. You have to start it, good morning.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSVO Radio.
All right, more and more Saturday Specials have no topic or guest in particular. This is no exception. I don't know, it seems like we have more fun that way, and the programs are a little more lively when we just sort of make it so that you never know what anything is going to happen. You never know what's going to happen. So we're going to do that again today. And it might be a train wreck, but who cares, all right?
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Okay, now I really think that should we do the crossfire? Let's do the crossfire. Just... That's indicative of possible controversy or probable controversy in the program, okay? We have the special fanfare music. We could play that too. But there's nothing particularly special. We've done programs like this before. I want to do a little... I want to append the tease that we did a minute or two ago. There is a small possibility that we will get into the 9/11 was an inside job topic. I was handed a DVD a long, long time ago. In fact, over the years since 9/11, I've probably been handed a half a dozen or more DVDs. And I've never really taken the time to view them. But this week I viewed one of them. And I honestly don't know who gave it to me. They wrote a note on the back. If we get into it later on, I'll read the note. But I got to say, it's very well done. And it's difficult. It brings up points that are very difficult to argue with. So that's something that we might get into a little later on the Saturday special. Today, April 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2008. All right. I told you that I was somewhat distressed that our comment line, which is supposed to be used for only positive comments and praise of our radio station, was used not once but twice yesterday to make a complaint. Here's, I'm going to play this here, okay? Here, let's see if we can, here we have to turn this up here on the computer so that you can hear it. Give me just a second, folks. Okay.
Oh, that's nice. No complaints. Boy, I wish I could live that way. Well, I've got two for you anyway. Your lady, Rosemary, English lady in the morning, would not announce James Gardner's birthday last week because she called him a wife beater. I used to know him, and he's been married to the same woman for 52 years, and I'd like to know where she gets her information. The other complaint I'll call back on another line. Thanks.
Whoa.
Okay, well, at least the person said thanks. I mean, and that was good, but it's, well, here's the second one.
Since you are an anger-free zone, you might want to stop people from talking during my breakfast about penis enhancement and vaginas. That stupid English woman that was on there this morning, that's all she talked about. How disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I almost threw up my breakfast. Don't we have anything private left anymore?
Whoa.
Now, who is that? Who's talking? Who's saying whoa? Who is
Hello?
That? Yeah, who is that?
This is Peter V. in Salinas.
Oh!
I was just responding to the...
How did you get on the air? It's okay. It's okay that you're on the... But I didn't put you on the air.
I didn't either. He's on hold. I don't know what happened.
Nikki put me on hold, and now I'm live.
Nikki,
he's here.
I think what happened, Nikki, is you thought you put him on hold, and you actually hit the air button.
Oh,
is
great.
That possible? I mean, I don't know. There might be gremlins in our phone system.
There's a gremlin. I'll get him out.
All right, Peter, since you're on, go ahead.
Well, gee, Michael, I'm confused. I'm having real difficulty sometimes with your station. I can't understand why people seem to be so free with the criticisms for the Democrats, and not that they don't deserve it, and yet I see the abject failure of the Bush administration, I mean from the word go, on so many different issues, from the fact that our dollar is worthless to the absolute failure that we're seeing in Iraq right now, to complete and utter loss of manufacturing jobs in the United States. And yet, my question, Michael, is where is the accountability from the Republicans, from those people who feel that the Republican Party speaks for them?
So you don't think that there's enough of that on this radio station, that the radio station is decidedly Republican, pro-Republican, I guess, and pro-conservative? Is that the point here?
Well, I think this is part of the Ronald Reagan "Thou shalt not criticize thy party" taken to be literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away from any credibility any person has. I think that we should be critical of the people that we elect, and they are public servants. They should respond to us. And when I see the Republicans basically wiping their feet on their constituency, and the constituency saying thanks, I like some more of that.
Peter, I couldn't agree with you more about people, regardless of their politics. If they're hypocrites, they're hypocrites, and I don't think that's right. But you said something at the beginning of this conversation. Maybe I misheard you, but you have a problem with KSEO? Because
no.
I think we bend over backwards to put forth the viewpoints of all people who choose to use the resource of KSEO. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. But Michael,
I think more conservative people definitely avail themselves to the resource. There's no question about that. But that's not because we, in fact, we bend over backwards to leave, you know, more liberal people on the air longer than the other time, than the other kind, just like Rush Limbaugh does.
I've never been denied my opinion or my airtime on KSTO.
So did I misunderstand you at the beginning of this conversation? You said, didn't you have a problem with the station or maybe with some of the people that you hear on the station? Or
just with the general tone from people that call themselves conservative, and yet by every measure, Michael, as an example, the Bush administration has run up $1 trillion a year in debt every single year of their administration, and that has been enabled by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, the Republican-controlled Senate for the first 6 years. The national debt right now is right at $9 trillion and climbing. Do you know they have to change the debt clock, Michael, to take the dollar sign off to go to double digits?
I'm sure. Peter.
Isn't that outrageous to you, Michael?
Yes, it is. That's a great segue into the Kay's commentary that we're going to have, the brand new world. Maybe you've heard it. I guess it was on yesterday once, if I'm not mistaken. Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it yet. But
what do you think of Kay's commentaries typically?
Once again, I have no problem with her skewing Hillary or Barack or the Democrats. And again, let me go on record saying that I'm not rich enough to vote Republican, and I'm not dumb enough to vote Democrat. That's my opinion.
Ooh.
I like so many Americans are voting and heading to the third parties in droves. And I loved your program, the DRIP program. Do not reelect incumbent politicians.
Oh, when did we do that? That was sort of a long time ago. Huh?
That was a few weeks ago. But, but you know, again, Michael, let me give you an example. The Bush administration came in with their morals and values crowd. Remember that?
Yeah.
And what did we really get with?
Yeah, John Ashcroft when he was.
Well, we got the Reverend Ted Haggerty, who on Sunday mornings preaches against homosexuality. This is one of George Bush's good friends, and on Sunday afternoons he's with a homosexual prostitute smoking crack. What kind of hypocrisy is that?
All right. Hey, you've made your point. I appreciate your call to the Saturday special. And that you have provided just a perfect, ideal segue into Kay's commentary, which we normally play at the beginning of hour number two. But since you have been kind enough to provide the perfect segue, let's do it right now, okay?
Michael, and I want to thank you.
The following is a KSCO commentary.
Oh, say it again. I better stop it. Oh, my gosh. I didn't stop it enough because I was just about going to get a compliment from I hope the gentleman will call back, and because it's so rare that I get a compliment. You know, most people complain, you know, like when they're not supposed to use the comment line to complain. I mean, they can send me an email and complain, MZ@KSCO, but not the comment line. Now, how are we going to enforce that? That's the question. All right. Well, we better go back into the commentary here that we just started, okay? Just a second here. And I stopped it because I wanted to hear the compliment about me. But, oh well.
Following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
When we the people go to the polls in November or fill in our absentee ballots, many of us would want to check none of the above. But voting is the greatest privilege that each of us have, and we certainly must use it always. I do not recall when the three choices given for president were so, shall we say, anemic. Hillary would be a lying disaster. John McCain clearly is not a real conservative. And Barack Obama is full of hope and a skilled orator. What else? Obama is also an extremist who expects to pull out of Iraq immediately. He will also raise taxes and create big government to take care of everyone from the cradle to the grave. And as a typical liberal, he believes that if he talks nice to Ahmadinejad, everything will be great and Iran will be our friend. How simplistic. If you believe that, I still have that bridge in Brooklyn I'd love to sell you. Basically, what's wrong with this picture is First, our method of picking leaders is faulty and artificial. Now, one must have millions of dollars to even think of becoming a candidate. So the pickings are very, very limited. Do you really believe that George W. Bush, a good man, would have had a chance in a million to become president if he didn't have the big money and the big contacts from his dad? With so many brilliant individuals in our society to represent us as a world leader, is this current triad the best we can come up with? Ideally, to keep it honest, no candidate should use his own money, and the government should give each candidate chosen by his own political party the same amount of a modest sum of money, certainly not $100 million, a shorter campaign, say several months, then maybe more worthy and logical candidates would have a chance to run. But that won't happen easily. Now, about the hundreds of sanctuary cities free to protect illegals and give our federal laws the middle finger, I believe the Congress should eliminate those sanctuaries at once, or before long, we won't have a country at all. Right now, it's an impotent mess, and greed and apathy prevail. Please, let's wake up. Let's demand logic and strength of character from our Congress. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.
Now, wasn't that a great commentary? Be honest. Wasn't that a great commentary? Who's there to answer me?
Yes, it was a great commentary.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm sorry. You're not speaking to no one. I'm here at least.
All right. If you want to call the KSCO Saturday special, the phone number is 479-1080. It's in area 831. If you're outside of 831 area code, you will need to dial the 831 area code. And if you want to email me, my email address is mz@ksco.com. It's an open mic version, once again, of the KSCO Saturday special. I do want to ask people's impression of the lady who sent two complaints on the put two complaints on the voicemail line. Where you are not permitted to leave any complaints. We are not interested in complaints, only praise and compliments. We should call it the KSCO compliment line, but we do call it the KSCO comment line, because if people have a suggestion that they would like to, present to help make our station better, we're interested. But if they're just going to be critical and tear us down, we're not interested. It's as simple as that. You can send me an email, mz@ksco.com. Feel free to send me an email, but do not use the voicemail privilege, 429-2222, to do anything but leave a innocuous comment or a praise, but certainly not a complaint. However, did anybody hear the Good Morning Monterey Bay program that I guess it would have been yesterday morning that so upset this caller? If anybody did, I'd like you to give us a call here. Would anybody like to hear what the person was? We might be able to do that later on in the program if we can somehow rustle up a recording of that. Of that program. But in any case, give us a call, 479-1080, or send us an email, mz@ksco.com. And we do have a fax line, 475-2967. Now, that's up in the front office, and on the weekends, the front office isn't manned or womaned normally. So if you're going to send us a fax, call us at 475-1080. That's our business line that rings all over the building. And let us know that you sent a fax so that we will be alerted to go and retrieve it. Speaking of faxes, we got the best fax. I think if you listen to the Saturday special, I still say it's the best fax we've ever got from Serial Faxer, where we had been talking about The Rifleman and how I watch The Rifleman every day. I watch reruns from Encore Westerns. Whenever I can, it might be at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning. And because of that, Serial Faxer, who happened to be listening when Liberal Ed and Aptos said the N-word on the Saturday special, and he was clearly unaware that he had said the N-word because he denied it And I believe that it was just a mistake, and he didn't realize what he had said. But in any case, Serial Faxers did a wonderful cartoon with Mark McCain, the rifleman's son, saying, Pa, liberal Ed from Aptos said the N-word. And then from off camera, it says, hang on, son, I'm coming with my rifle. And then there's a caricature of an artist's conception of what liberal Ed would look like, backpedaling and saying, okay, colored, Negro, okay, great, great cartoon. I mean, wow. We have talked with Serial Faxer about an idea that Richard N. Watsonville came up with not long ago about doing a whole Saturday special with Serial Faxer in the studio, taking calls from you, our illustrious caller base, and doing cartoon caricatures of each of the callers and then posting them on the website in one particular place. Don't you think that's a great idea? I called him and asked him if he would be into it, and he said, sure, why not? All right, so it's the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. The last locally owned and operated independent radio voice in the United States. Almost. Okay, Millie? Yeah, Millie called and left wait a minute. That was a complaint that was left on the comment line where you're not allowed to complain either. She complained that she's sick and tired that I keep saying that KSCO is the last independent voice left that isn't like owned by Clear Channel or a great big company or something. And she says, that's just not true. That's just not true. Okay, put it this way. We're the last independent voice that's any good, that has any credibility at all. And I stand by that and always will, okay? Unless someone can prove to me that I'm wrong. John and Salinas, MZ's hypocrisy, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to first say about Rosie's comment, about the complaint about Rosie. I think she's wonderful in the morning.
Okay, I do too. Did you hear what the woman, what offended the woman?
No, I missed that.
It's possible. It's possible that it was terrible and didn't belong on the radio.
Well, I couldn't believe that Rosie would say anything that would be terrible.
No, I don't think Rosie. I think it had to be a guest. I don't know. Maybe we need to dig. Nikki, is there a way we can dig that up? Is there a way we can dig that up and maybe play a little bit of it?
I'll give it a try. Yeah, okay. Let me work on it.
Okay. All right. Good. So, but actually, you know what? Well, go ahead, John. Go ahead.
I would like to talk about your hypocrisy here.
My hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've been listening to your station for years now, and one of your talk show hosts that used to just drive me crazy.
Okay.
But used to use the N-word all the time with your approval was Rob Roberts.
It wasn't so much as my approval, but you're right. I mean, he did use the N-word quite regularly, and he can because he is a black man. He's allowed to do that.
So there's the double standard here.
Well,
and see that.
No, just a minute. Let me speak, okay? Let me speak, and I'm happy that you called to point this out because what you think is hypocrisy. I think is hypocrisy on liberal Ed's part because if anybody. Says if anybody believes that it's improper to ever say the N-word, ever.
I do.
Okay, good. Okay, and I well, we'll get into this a little bit. Liberal Ed, if you've listened to KSCO as long as you say you have, you've heard him call before, right? And I guess what we think is very unusual is that the N-word would come from, of all people, liberal Ed. I know what you're saying. Rob has said the N-word many times. And I don't know of other hosts who have done that, but I know that you're absolutely right about Rob.
He's the only one I could think of, I never heard you do a Saturday special on his vulgarity and personal comments, attacks on people. I'm not justifying what liberal Ed said.
Yeah.
Far be it. You know, if he would apologize, I would say it was a mistake and
yes.
Let's move on.
Right.
But he says one word, and then you want to bring it up on a Saturday special where Rob Roberts...
Well, no. I don't want to do... Listen, Liberal Ed and Aptos is a man who's a friend of mine that I've known for many years. I mean, I've known him since like 1979, okay? And I don't mean to cause problems, but it was a very interesting episode that happened last week. And it was it had some controversy because, you know, I did a double take when I heard it. I said, am I hearing things or did you just say the N-word? And he said, no, I didn't say the N-word. And he said, I said, well, I heard the N-word. And we've got a recording to prove it. We're going to replay the show tonight, you know, which was last week at 10 p.m.
Yeah, but see, this is where I believe there's a lot of hypocrisy on you and your radio. And I do love your radio station.
Okay.
At times, I'm infuriated with it.
So what you're saying is that if I'm going to make a big deal about N saying the N-word, I should make a big deal about Rob saying the N-word.
Certainly.
Okay.
But I think
duly noted. Okay.
I think it was more of a big deal to you because it was a liberal. If a conservative would have said that on your station, it would probably, you know, you probably scolded them and passed it on.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah, and anytime a liberal makes a mistake, or like, not even a liberal, a Democrat,
uh-huh.
you're quick to jump on it, quick to point it out, quick to pull it into the limelight.
Do you think I'm being unfair to my friend Liberal Ed and Aptos?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I mean, if it was a simple mistake and he fesses up to it, I mean, I've said plenty of things in my life that I truly do regret that just slipped out at the moment.
Yeah. All right. I hope Liberal Ed and Aptos will call and tell me if he thinks that I'm hitting below the belt here, because I don't mean to be doing that. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure.
On your mother's commentary.
Please.
I have a great many disagreements with her, and sometimes listening to her commentary really raises my blood pressure. But it almost sounds like she's a liberal on this last commentary, advocating government support of elections.
You can't put Kay in a box, and you can't put me in a box either. You know, I think it's a shame that people allow themselves to be put in boxes, and a lot of people do. I don't call myself a conservative. I call myself MZ, and MZ has liberal views, conservative views, and everything in between. You know, but anyhow, hey, thanks very much for your call. I appreciate it. Okay, that was John and Salinas. It's 10:33 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. That opens up a line at 479-1080. Everything else is jammed here, so call right now. Let's see, line 6. It says, Michael's whirling. Do not pick up this line. Well, when I'm told, being the contrarian I am, I'm going to pick up the line because it says, do not pick up this line. Okay. That's probably why I shouldn't pick up the line, because it causes a terrible echo. Okay, I'm going to learn to... You know what it says here? I just read it the wrong way. It says, Michael's whirling. Like, that's who's on the line. Then it says, do not pick up this line. But I read it as, Michael's whirling, do not pick up this line. No one's calling 479-1080, even though we have an open... Okay, now someone's calling. All right, our next caller is going to be Forrest. Okay, Forrest.
Hello.
Apology accepted. Now go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with this Ed guy, man? This guy, obviously, he said something about the nigger race. All right, clearly this guy said the N-word and then tried to deny it. And I think it's indicative of these liberals who are racist. I mean, these guys are basically racist. Their opinion is that black people are inferior to white people and that they need special treatment, that they, and they're basically racist. And we conservatives get tagged as being the racist ones. And meanwhile, we're the ones that spearheaded the freedom for slaves and civil rights and women's suffrage and all these things that set people free, and we're the ones that are pigeonholed as the racist overlords here. It's BS, and I'm sick of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of these liberal douchebag racists.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this Ed guy seems to be to me.
Okay. Do you think we should play that piece again?
Sure.
I have, and it's very simple it was emailed to me. It was chopped out by
everything else he said after that backed it up.
Uh-huh.
You know, he went on to talk about colored people and the Negroes and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Clearly, this guy's a racist, and I've seen it so many times with these lefties.
Uh-huh.
You know, Democrats, by and large, seem to be extremely racist, and I don't understand why we, as conservative Republicans, get pegged with this. It's not us.
Right.
You know, we're the liberators. We're the ones that want freedom for everybody, you know?
Right.
It's BS.
Right.
So, yeah, go ahead and play it, you know, play
okay.
it. I think the people need to
I'll
hear
I'll probably
it.
Do that a little later on. And I think we did. I think I just figured out a way to play what Rosie, you know, what caused the stir yesterday. I think we can do that. So if you're spending any time trying to figure that out, don't bother Nikki, because I think I figured it out already here. So we'll probably
and
do
as
that.
Far as the, yeah, as far as the comment line, I never really understood your position on the comment line, why you'd only want to hear praise, because I think that the criticism is entertaining and it's interesting. I never understood why you have that policy, but personally I think it's entertaining to take the recordings of people bitching and put it on the air. I think people whining and complaining and bitching is usually hilarious, and this woman
Forrest.
Was an example of that.
Forrest.
What?
Forrest, it's a joke.
Well, I guess maybe that you do that to
It's a joke, Forrest. It's a joke.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
Okay.
All right. Whatever.
All right. Thanks very much for your call.
talk
to you. Bye-bye. Here comes June in Santa Cruz. Now, June is probably the most positive person who ever calls KSCO.
Hi, MG.
How are you, June?
Oh, fine, thank you. I agree 100% of your modest commentary this time.
Yes.
And I think
so. So do I. I mean,
yeah,
it's really disgusting that they don't give us any kind of good candidate. Why can't we do better than what we've got?
That's what I'm thinking. The comment about you more Republican than Democrat. I think you are more Democrat than a Republican.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because by the things you say.
Uh-huh.
You get proof about Sim Farr. You are so high about him. I'm very low about him.
What are you talking about?
Well,
I don't...
We better not...
Because I... You know, I haven't called Sam Farr names that some of the other talk shows have.
No. You know, last time you mentioned about you're going to do something about Sam Farr on the radio.
Oh, do something about stem cell research.
Whatever. No,
okay.
I don't remember what you're talking about. Do something for him. I forgot what it's about. Anyway, something... to praise them about something he's doing.
Well, if a politician that normally does things that I don't care for does something that I do, or I think it's only right for me to praise the person in that particular instance.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. May I see one other thing?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. about your modest commentaries.
Yeah.
To a book, and I'm waiting for you to call.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have to do that. What's your phone number again?
Oh,
we better give it not on the air here.
Okay. Okay, I'll give it in your commentary line for...
Okay.
For, you know...
Perfect. Okay, 429-2222.
Yeah, okay.
That's acceptable to use the comment line for that purpose.
Yeah,
if you want to give me... By the way, if you want to give me your phone number for me to call you...
It is my phone number. I give you many times. You said you're going to call me. You never did.
Okay. Now you got me on the spot here, so I'm going to have to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
There goes June. Thank you, June. Here is Jim in Felton about the previous KZ commentary. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. I wish I could criticize you so I could stay on longer, but...
No, you can criticize. You can criticize. Just don't use the comment line for that.
Well, that's what I think you said. You let people who criticize you stay on longer. But actually, I don't have anything to criticize you for except that the last show, which I listened to and called in, where we talked about Kay's commentary, and she really dissed the Democrats. And all these Democrats called in and said they disagreed with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I was dying to hear one person say what particular thing do they disagree with, because as far as I can see, she just enumerated the
the 15 ways to be a good Democrat, I think.
Yeah. I mean, what on that do they disagree with? Because that's all, because basically that's their platform, you know? I mean, obviously, I don't know what I'm looking for the word. She was trying to be dramatic, and she was being a little bit funny, you know?
Uh-huh.
But, like, that one lady that's supposedly your friend, she called in, oh, I'm a Democrat, and I disagree with that. But which thing did she disagree with?
By the way, that was Liberal Ed's wife.
Oh.
But that's okay. That's fine. They're wonderful people. Ed and Pat Manning.
I'm sure they're, I'm sure they're wonderful people. I know a lot of Democrats. Almost everybody I know is a Democrat, and I don't hold that against them.
Right.
I just disagree with them. But I would love to have you ask somebody, okay, what did you disagree with?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't call back in. I was tempted to try anyway, not so much to get on the air, but just to send you the message. Hey, ask him.
Right.
I was going nuts.
Okay, Well, sometimes we bend the rule and let someone call back.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But you can always shoot an email, and maybe that'll work.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, thanks very much for calling in today.
Yeah, and I like your radio station, and it is the last local station, especially compared to some of these FM stations.
There are other locally owned and operated stations, obviously, in the United States. But I don't know of any of them that are any good. Now, let's see. The next caller is probably going to grab a free commercial for another for something that he thinks is a good radio station. He's not going to do that, I don't think. After I said I think he's going to do that, no, I don't think he would do that. Let's see if I'm right or if I'm right. Thank you, Jim and Felton. Billy.
Michael.
Independent radio stations.
Michael.
Is the topic, yes.
First of all, you sound great. And what equipment do you use to sound as if you're really in a studio and not on the phone?
Just a regular, remote broadcast ISDN unit. That's all it is.
It sounds great.
Thank you. It just does.
Okay, first of all, you know better than to think I'm going to do an advertisement.
Some people do that.
Some people do, but I'm a professional radio guy, and I know better.
Okay.
You know, I understand how it works.
So you want to talk about independent radio stations.
Well, yeah, I'm going to say to you, because you said what you said, I'm going to say, oh, and why is that other independent radio station no good? I'm making you do the commercial, or in this case, the attack. So I'm going to give you a chance to say what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure that I certainly disagree, but I'd like to know why I'm wrong, and I think it's a good station, and why you don't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
that's a pretty low blow, Billy. That's a pretty low blow.
I think
you got me on that one. I think you got me.
Oh, I dare
because
to ask
any
you
what, any way you cut it, any way you cut it, there's going
to
be a commercial, unless I cut it, which I just did. Okay, John in Aptos, complaint. Hello, John, you're on. Yeah, I'm here. It's, for some reason, it's there's a little delay here, but you're on the air now.
My complaint is I turn your news off when it comes on.
Why?
I don't like one of your newscasters, and she says, this is Susan Simon. A big delay.
You're not the only person who's complaining about that.
So I'm just letting you know, when the news comes on, I turn you off and turn the other station on.
Isn't it sort of a chore to do that? Because she only says Susan Simon. It takes like a grand total of 3 seconds.
Well,
doesn't it take you a lot more than 3 seconds to go change the channel and then remember to come back for the rest of the station?
Well, that's it. Now, do I come back and come back to you? Most of the time I do, but sometimes I don't.
Okay.
Do you think
that we should ask Susan Simon to either stop saying Susan Simon, or if she refuses to do that, to terminate her?
Well,
is that what you're advocating?
I thought dead time on the radio was bad.
A lot of dead time on the radio is bad. I don't think I've ever heard the Susan Simon pause be more than maybe 2 seconds or something, and it's part of her trademark.
Well,
I have
just
responded.
Telling you, Michael, when the news comes on, I go off.
Okay.
Now you can do with it what you want.
John.
Maybe others do and maybe they don't.
John.
It's kind of an arrogance,
right,
is what it is. You can call it a trademark, But okay. If you said, this is MZ, there would be but there's no need to.
You are not the first over the years. Susan Simon has been with us for, I don't know, probably close to a decade now. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And she's had that trademark for a long time. And I must have had, you know, a couple hundred emails over that period of time complaining just like you are. Mm-hmm. And I'm always polite and I say, look, I'm sorry. I'm supporting Susan Simon's right to say Susan Simon. Now, if that bothers you so much,
I go to the other news.
I apologize. I apologize. but I got to say, John, I love you because you're not totally unreasonable. You know what some people have said? Some people have said they're not going to listen to the radio station ever again.
Oh,
because they don't like Susan Simon saying it that way.
You're getting your miles out of this one, aren't you? That's good. So, okay.
All right, but thank you. It's not nice for me to say this, but I think it. Okay. Why don't these people get a life? There's some really important things to be upset about than something like that. Really, come on. Okay. Scott in the valley named after himself.
They always come back. They always come back. I like, actually, her trademark. And, you know, I think it's sort of time it, you know, for the news break or whatever. You know, I did think he said a liberal ed, a Freudian slip. He meant to say Negro race. And I think that he reflected his heart by saying that. And also when he mentioned the riflemen. It's the longest-running series in American history.
No, it's not. Yes. It only ran 5 years. It ran from 58 to 63.
The much longer series was
Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke is the longest-running series. The longest-running, I think it's series and Western.
Oh, okay.
It's followed by Bonanza, which ran from 1959 to 1958 also, I believe, to 1972.
I think the Rifleman ran longer than Bonanza.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
Then I'm wrong. But the point is that it's art. It's the most beautiful programming on television I've ever seen.
Every episode
brings me to tears, practically. But The Rifleman, it's really good. And it reflects him that he doesn't like it. Ed doesn't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, he didn't say anything about...
Yeah, he did.
He did not. He said nothing about The Rifleman. All he said was the N-word, and I think it was inadvertent, and I think he doesn't believe... I think he honestly doesn't believe that he said it. But
all right,
I will play that next hour. So
you know, there's an autobiography by Dick Gregory. It's called Nigger, and it's dedicated.
Wait a minute. That word is starting to be used too
listen
much.
Listen to me, okay, Michael? It's dedicated to his mother. It says to Mama, and it says, wherever you are, whenever you hear the word nigger, remember they're just advertising my book.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay,
and you know there is honesty and there is brutality, but there is no brutal honesty. The truth hurts those shielded in lies. Lieberman is no good Democrat, and there are many who aren't good Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't even know what they support. You know, my aunt got a letter from Planned Parenthood, and she said, "Oh well, I should send them some money." And what do they do? And I said, "Well, they help sponsor abortion." She said, "Well, I don't want to have any part of that." She's a Catholic.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's been supporting him all these years without even understanding that.
Yes. So it's a good thing that we put out the information that we do.
You know, I think Kay's commentary set the tone for every Saturday special, for the next Saturday special, and everybody would know what it's going to be about.
Oh. Well, okay. Yeah, you know, do you like these Saturday specials like we're doing today and like we did last week, you know, rather than the ones that have, you know, competent and articulate spokespersons from all sides of a controversial subject?
Michael, there's virtually never been a Saturday special I didn't absolutely adore.
Oh, well, how nice. All right, thank you, Scott, from Scott's Valley. Appreciate it. There he goes. Can it be? It says serial faxer regarding the complaint situation.
Hey.
Is it the serial faxer in person?
Yes, sir.
It is. I recognize Serial's voice. Okay.
Hey, did you hear Ed called the Rifleman a nigger?
No, he didn't. He didn't. Now, it's, this you, this whole thing is getting out of hand.
That's the point I'm making.
Right.
No one would have really, I mean, no one would have really jumped on OLED if he hadn't every week for 15 years called in and corrected the hell out of everybody.
Uh-huh.
And told them what was politically correct. And with this caustic attitude, I don't think it wouldn't have been as big of a hallmark of an icon of an event.
Uh-huh.
If he hadn't had this pedigree of calling in and correcting everybody all the time.
Exactly.
Secondly, I'll be really swift here. Secondly.
No, you can stay on because there's only Mark in a truck. Oh, but wait a minute. But I don't want to not to belittle Mark in a truck. But we want to take Mark in a truck. But take as long as you need cereal.
Well, just for the benefit of the listeners, I'll be quick. But number two, what's the definition of professional? Doesn't that mean you get paid?
Right. And
okay.
In that regard, I'll never be professional.
Well, I wasn't speaking of you. That was used earlier in the show.
Yeah, with respect to me becoming more professional.
No.
I heard
someone say they were a professional broadcaster.
Oh.
And professional means you get paid, not you pay to be on. But anyway.
I gotcha. Okay.
My third point is John talking about Susan.
Uh-huh.
Has he ever heard how Paul Harvey has done that for the last 40 years?
Yeah, good point.
And
when
the reason
says,
why
Paul
he did
Harvey...
it was he timed out the space to the end of the thing, and he would judge how long there was left, and he would leave that space and then say he did it, and he's explained it a million times. That's why he did it.
I see.
But I think John, of all the complaints I've ever heard about KSCO, this is probably the most topical.
Will you do a cartoon about John's complaint about Susan?
I already have the headline for it.
Oh.
It's going to be, when John hears Susan leaving that space, I want him to think, Susan, John, kiss my ass, Simon. God bless. We'll see you.
Okay. All righty. 479-1080 is the phone number to call if you want to become part of this KSCO Saturday special with MZ and Nikki. Nikki hasn't said much, but she's there. She's there.
Here I am.
Okay, it says, you know, like the rappers do, Dave. I do. Think it is less offensive, but still offensive, Nikki and Dave. You know what? Out in front of my house yesterday, there was someone, a worker. I think he was a landscape guy working in the neighborhood, and his car had a really strong, bassy audio system, and it was playing rap music saying, you know, the F word and the, you know, all these nasty words, you know, that are just pure profanity. And I started to get offended, and then I decided I wasn't going to be offended because it's just so funny. It's so bizarre that it's funny. And just then, the guy was walking into his truck. And he was carrying a couple of Corona beers, and he offered me one of them. He said, would you like one? And I said, yeah, man, thanks. And I thought that was really nice. I mean, that was really, really nice. It was a nice, sunshiny day where people are nice to each other, you know? And I decided not to be uptight about his loud, blasting music in the neighborhood that had offensive language. I just... You know, because if I got offended, what good was it going to do me? It would just raise my blood pressure. Anyhow, that's a message that I want to put out to the lady who called the comment line twice to complain. We're going to play the next hour. Stay tuned. Don't go away. It'll be worth it for you to listen because we're going to play both the liberal ed thing that was sent to me in an email by Robin Goldstein. And we're also going to play a little piece of Rosemary talking with a comedian, a very high-energy comedian on yesterday's third hour of Good Morning Monterey Bay. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny, and it is pretty racy. You know, so fair warning. If this kind of a thing might offend you, do not, repeat, do not tune in to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special. Okay, Mark in a truck. Thanks for waiting. It's your turn.
MZ, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Oh, hanging in there. Hey, you know what? I just thought of something when you were playing this gal on the comment line. You're missing a great opportunity here. You need to do like Bill O'Reilly does at the end. It says, now let's read the emails. You need to find the most outrageous people that call in on the comment line. Encourage everyone to call in, and at the either the beginning of Saturday night, the Saturday special, or at the end of Saturday special, you play them.
You know what? Mark in a truck, you're a genius.
Well, no.
I think we're going to do just that.
No, I really, because people, because you're going to hook some people in, because people like to hear this goofy stuff. Just to roll their eyes or yell back at Dorita when she was on there and she was talking about, this was, I can't believe they were talking about this, and it was making me want to throw up. And inside, I'm just saying, lady, then shut off the radio.
Yeah.
No, man.
I got an email later that day from the person that I believe was the same person because they complained in the email about James Garner not being a wife beater. And I don't know where Rosie got that information. We'll have to ask her and find out. But I forwarded the email complaint to Rosie. And when she gets back next week, I'm sure she'll address it. So anyhow, Mark, I think that's a great idea. I'm going to seriously consider lifting the ban on no complaints on the comment line.
I got
because you and Forrest both make some really good points.
I got another quick question here. I'm at a call in yesterday that's recording all of your IDs because I'm the musician.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, can I send some stuff that's kind of left without voice and have like one of your personalities add the voice in? Do you have the technology to do that?
You mean you send? I don't understand.
Well,
you're going to sit like karaoke or something?
It would be kind of like I got some ideas for some, like, you know, from the other stations and listen to, like, some sound effect things. And
no, we don't want to go be sniffing other station shorts.
No.
Like they do us all the time.
No. Mark doesn't do that. No. Mark? The first thing I'm doing is I'm recording you a new song for Good Morning Monterey.
What a guy. All right.
Well, we'll see if you like it, because I got the idea from that's how I got on this kick. I got the idea from Soche doing that little thing that he did, and I made a song out of it that's very, very short, and
It
pauses down, this little singing thing, and it just has the music and it'll record out so you guys can do a voice over it and stuff like that, and I think you guys will really, really enjoy it.
Well, I would appreciate it. You know the email address, mz@ksco.com. I'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, I will get it up to you. And think about that thing with the common.
I sure will. I mean, actually, you know, the fact that it has been prohibited all these years, I think it's funny when people are outraged when they call the comment line with a complaint, and then they hear that they're not allowed to make a complaint.
Oh man, you can get so much mileage out of this. You haven't said it.
Hey, wait a minute. Has anybody ever heard what happens? Stay on the phone here, okay? Let me see. I could bring myself on here.
Okay, I think
what happened
I'm
to MZ?
On here. Let's see if we can dial it up here. I have to lock myself in. Used to work, but it doesn't anymore. Nikki, would you pick up one of the lines and dial 429-2222?
Yes, I will.
Anyway, and then we'll bring it in. We got to do this before the top of the hour here. Then we'll do the commercials. No, I mean, one of the... I think you got it. Yeah, you're doing it on line 5. Tell me when you hear it, okay? Oh, no. All right, I guess this isn't going to work. Here, I can put it on. Are you listening?
You reached the KSCO KOMY listener comment line. Be aware that any words that you record after the beep may show up on the air. Also be aware that if you are calling to complain about anything, forget it. We are no longer interested in any negative comments, only compliments, particularly about Kay or me. If you must complain, call another radio station or a TV station or a newspaper or a magazine. But KSCO is now a proud, anger-free zone.
And I think it's time to
say... KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, it's 11 a.m. Here's Fox News somewhere.
All but three cleared for takeoff by the FAA. The airline's saying it'll be business as usual by this afternoon. However,
playing catch-up. Roughly 3,300 American Airlines flights canceled the past 5 days. About 300,000 passengers affected. Spokesman Charlie Wilson on the cost of the cancellations to the nation's largest airline.
It would be in the tens of millions of dollars. We've yet to quantify exactly what the economic impact will be, but there is your ballpark figure.
Some put that figure at $30 million. With all those hotel and food vouchers, American Airlines wanting to make things right could be a tough sell. Some passengers stranded for days say they'll never fly American again. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
How bad are things in impoverished Haiti? So bad they've had stone-throwing food riots for the past week, and now the government's announced an emergency plan to cut the price of rice and put the cap on the violence that's taken at least five lives. In Jacksonville, North Carolina, they're breathing sighs of relief that the three-month manhunt for an accused killer has ended with the Marines' capture south of the border.
Sheriff Ed Brown says wanted murder suspect Cesar Lorien reached out to him through an email last month while on the run in Mexico. Brown says Lorien asked for his help in getting immunity from any sort of court-martial by the United States Marine Corps. Sheriff Brown replied to Lorien saying he could not promise immunity from a military prosecution and encouraged him to turn himself in. Lorien fled to Mexico in January after suspicion turned to him in the disappearance of fellow Marine Maria Lauterbach. She was 8 months pregnant and was found burned and buried in the backyard of Lorien's home. He was finally caught by Mexican police Thursday night. Authorities say Lorien will not fight extradition back to the U.S. They had to take the death penalty off the table to get help from Mexico in bringing Lorien to justice. In Jacksonville, North Carolina, Marianne Silber, Fox News Radio.
And that extradition, North Carolina officials say it could take 2 days, could take 2 years. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
It's been nearly a decade since a pope has set foot in America, and more than a dozen years since Pope John Paul's Mass in Central Park.
Good morning and good continuation.
Now, Pope Benedict is coming to America. Fox's Greg Burke has covered the Vatican for years. On this historic visit, the pope will hold Mass for tens of thousands at Yankee Stadium and Nationals Park.
It never ceases to amaze me when there are these public occasions. To even just see the Pope drive by in the Popemobile or here in Rome to come to St. Peter's Square, and they may be one of only 80,000 people. But what it means to them, it's huge excitement.
Fox News Radio will take you there as the Pope parades through the streets of Washington and New York and on his somber visit to Ground Zero, where he'll meet with families of the victims of 9/11. Stay tuned as we cover the Pope in America. Pope Benedict's visit to the United States, April 15th through the 20th on Fox News Radio.
Barack Obama on the defensive. From America's election headquarters, Obama denounced as elitist and out of touch by Hillary Clinton for suggesting working class voters who are economically disadvantaged might, quote, cling to guns and religion. Now says he could have chosen his words a bit more carefully.
There are a whole bunch of folks in small towns in Pennsylvania, in towns right here in Indiana, who are bitter. They are angry. They feel like they've been left behind. So I said, well, you know, when you're bitter, you turn to what you can count on.
Obama campaigning in Indiana saying folks do get angry when they feel no one's paying attention to what they're going through. The phrase Buddhist monk is not usually connected to the phrase terrorist bomber. But don't tell that to the Chinese authorities overseeing Tibet.
The Chinese state's official Xinhua news agency says police have arrested 9 Buddhist monks suspected of bombing a government building in Tibet. The report says the bombing took place on March the 23rd, but details have only been released now. It did not mention any deaths or damage caused by the bomb. The report alleges a senior monk in the Tongxia Monastery in Gambi Township in Tibet was the ringleader. The report added the 8 other suspects, all monks from the same temple, had confessed the crime. China has accused Tibetan groups of planning suicide attacks following last month's riots and protests, but this seems to be the first report of a bomb attack during the unrest. In the Asia Bureau, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
Well, now it's the eastern seaboard's turn to have some raggedy weather in the form of a severe thunderstorm watch in effect all afternoon. Storms moving northward from the mid-Atlantic region.
That watch will stay in effect until 6 o'clock local time. With this, we are looking at not so much tornadoes, but the possibility for gusty winds, large hail, and also a lot of lightning coming through with that line of storms as it rolls off to the east.
Fox meteorologist Domenica Davis saying in the upper Midwest, a little snow to dampen spring spirits. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
All right. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to KSEO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I've got your Central Coast forecast for today. Let's see, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 48 degrees, and the west winds will be 7 miles per hour, becoming north-northeast. And on Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, a bit cooler, with a high near 69. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast. North winds will be 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon. Wind waves 2 feet or less, and the northwest swell will be 2 to 4 feet at 10 seconds. And tonight, the west winds will be 5 to 10 knots, and becoming northeast after midnight. The west, the wind will be 2 feet or less. West swell 2 to 4 feet at 10 seconds. On Sunday, the northwest winds will be 5 to 10 knots. Wind waves 2 feet or less. A west swell 2 to 4 feet at 10 seconds. Currently, it's 70 degrees here in Santa Cruz, and the official time is 11:05:59 on this Saturday, April 12th, 2008. Let's get back to the second hour of the Saturday special. You're tuned in to KSEO 1080. I'm Nikki James.
Thank you, Nikki James. It's a wonderful, wonderful day to kayak. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I would totally be out there.
Have you kayaked? You like to kayak?
Actually, I've done it a few times, and I love it.
Yeah, I used to do it quite a bit about 10 years ago over at Elkhorn Slough. How do you say that word? Is it Elkhorn Slough or Elkhorn Slough?
I like the second one.
Yeah,
do that.
Elkhorn Slough. yeah, we have one of the best places in the world to kayak at Elkhorn Slough. So, yeah, I bought a kayak. I bought a kayak a week ago, and I tried it out for the first time yesterday. And it was just, it was wonderful. It was just wonderful. I hadn't kayaked for about 10 years, so I got to get back into, you know, getting steady so that I don't, you
it's
know,
a good
capsize
workout.
And so forth. It really is. It's great.
It's a really good workout.
All right, well, time to officially begin hour number two of everybody's Saturday special. It's not just mine, it's not just yours, it's everybody's.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
All right, this is America, and people have the right to complain about things that offend them. But I just can't help it. Some people complain a little too easily about things, you know?
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
I haven't checked my email all during the last hour, so it's high time that I did that. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, so let's do that now, and I'm going to, I really should have done this during the break. The pause thing. Steve Pendlay has sent me an email. Mr. Z, as to the Susan, dead air, Simon controversy, I simply don't have 1.3 seconds to donate to the great whatever, and it really gets on my nerves. My nerves are sensitive these days, and before long, I will be gritting my teeth again and having to wear that bite thing when I sleep, so make her stop. And that's from hypersensitive Steve in Monterey. Okay, Steve, I appreciate that, but let me suggest to you that you do what I do for my nerves. I watch The Rifleman. Yeah, and it comes on at 4 in the morning on Encore Westerns. And, you know, if you're up then, if your nerves are keeping you up then, that's a good opportunity to tune in and watch The Rifleman. And you will be so impressed by its wholesomeness that you're going to start feeling real good. If you're not up then, set your PVR or your digital video recorder, whatever they call those things, to record it. It also comes on in 4 in the afternoon, I think. So, yeah, you can actually record or view 4 half-hour episodes of The Rifleman. If you do a Google search for Rifleman episodes, you'll find your way to a website that has complete synopses, I mean, almost complete scripts, almost, not quite, of every Rifleman episode, including all of the character actors. And I think it's such a blast to you know, do a Google search on the character actors to find out if they're still alive. And if they are still alive, I like to send them an email if I can, you know, find their website or something like that. And then maybe get them on the Saturday special. So you could have a lot of fun. So, yeah, that would be my suggestion. No, I'm not going to make Susan Simon stop saying Susan Simon. Nope, not going to do that. Serial Factor. Okay, here's Roger Westlock. Says, hey, Mike, good morning to you, sir. I hope you're having a great day. I was thinking for a while now that you should have a spot on the website for all of Serial Factor's faxes. That is entirely too many. Yeah, like the too many X's. Just like a regular spot where you put them, you know, because I always hear about these great and funny caricatures he does, and it would be great to see some of them. And on the Good Morning Monterey Bay issue, I don't think that the crew goes over any kind of line for a line of decency for the show. I listen every day from start to finish, and I have nothing but high praise for them. They always do their best to keep it clean, and maybe it's not entirely designed for children, but how many kids listen to talk radio anyhow? And even if there was something inappropriate said, it's nothing worse than what you would hear or see on a commercial during some show on television or some crap like that. Love the show, love the station, don't change a thing. Yours, Roger. Thank you, Roger, for the very kind words here. Here's a robot. Ed is a typical liberal. Ed is only guilty of saying out loud what most liberals really believe. The left thinks minorities are too lazy and are stupid to take care of themselves, and that only liberals and their near Marxist policies can help can help them, because it's spelled H-E-apostrophe-P, can help them. I'd like to tell the liberals, no thanks, I don't need your hep, except this time it's spelled H-E-L-P, the correct way. Their help has all but destroyed black families. Also, I turned off the noon special last Thursday after the one idiot and silly Billy started blaming the actions of humans. I don't know what this means. I don't think my eyeballs have missed a word, but that's what it says. After the one idiot and silly Billy started blaming of for the actions of humans. God allows choice. He can't be blamed for the results of bad or evil choices. And that's from Brian Robot. And gives his phone number, but I won't give it here. All right, let's see if there's some other things. You have received a subscription payment from PayPal. Oh, dear Michael Zwirling, Greg Oden has just sent you a subscription payment for KSCO Premium member. This is great. This is great that you know, that PayPal sent this. They send these little automatic emails anytime somebody donates or makes a payment. Over the years, many people have said they don't want us to go away, even though it's a struggle to be an independent in a world dominated by huge media conglomerates. It's very, very difficult. It was difficult 17 and a half years ago when we got into the business. It's just about impossible now. And so over the years, people have said, look, if I had a business, I would contribute to the radio station. I would advertise on the radio station. So we say, hey, you don't need to have a business. We'll be happy to take a donation, whether it's $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever. Just like, you know, NPR or, you know, public radio stations do their auctions, you know, and say, here, you know, contribute to the radio station. We'll be happy to take it and we'll put it to good use here. People can now do that real, real easily. All you need to do is go to KSCO.com and click on the left or the right. There's a tile on the left and there's a tile on the right. I think the left one says you can donate any amount you want, and the tile on the right says click here to become a regular KSCO supporter for $10.80 a month. What do you get for it? At this point, nothing more than just feeling good that you're helping us continue. In the future, we might, give you access to things that other people who don't do that won't have access to. But for right now, I just want to thank everybody who's done that. I might get three or four of these emails a week from people who elect to make voluntary contributions to KSCO. It goes right into the bank account, and it's not making us rich, folks. Believe me, it's not. what it is allowing us to do is what I really want to be able to continue to do for a long, long time. I mean, I honestly really want to do that, and that's bring quality, community-oriented programming to the central coastal communities that we serve. So, KSCO.com, go there and click if you want to make a donation, you know, or a contribution or whatever you want to call it, or a subscription payment in this case. Thanks, Greg Oden, or ODA, O-D-E-N, appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. Also, if you go to KSCO.com, the first thing you will see in the pretty big green banner is something that says, click here to download the special KSCO Noon Balloon of Thursday, where we had China Mike on for 2 hours live from China. And I think that that was a really, really good program, ladies and gentlemen. And if you missed it, you can listen whenever you want. You can download it into your computer. You can hear the whole thing. There's no charge or anything. Just go to KSCO.com. And click on the green thing that actually says click here. Let me just go there myself here, and I'll tell you exactly what it says. KSCO.com. See, I can spell. All right, and it comes up, and sure is taking a long time to open this time. So, yeah, it says, click here to download the April 10, 2008 special edition of the KSCO Noon Balloon featuring former popular caller Santa Cruz Mike, now a resident of China. Very informative. Just fascinating stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So if you missed it, or if you heard it and you want to hear it again or you want to share it with someone else, just go to KSCO.com. It's the first thing you'll see on the website in a big green banner right smack in the middle. So I think we should go back to the Gmail here. To my email account here, and go back to reading some of these emails. While that's coming up, I promised that I would play a little bit of. My computer is awfully slow today. It's just awfully slow. Let's see if there's anybody on. Oh, Marcella in Salinas has been waiting since last hour, so let's put Marcella on, if I can. Nikki, I think I need a little help. You want to put Marcella on line one?
Hello? Try that, MZ.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, MZ.
Hey, Marcella, thanks for waiting here. You're on the air.
I want to talk about medical informed consent in two aspects. First of all, I wanted to plug Dr. Tim O'Shea is going to be at the Rio Theater this Thursday, April 17th at 6:30.
And who is he?
He's been on your Perspective show. He okay. wrote The Sanctity of Human Blood. He's an expert on vaccines, and this is an important issue. It's not a wedge issue that everyone loves to talk about. And I want to give you an example of the medical mafia we have in this country. And this is typical. When a woman goes in to give birth, she is told that her baby has to have a mandatory hepatitis B shot, which is really for prostitutes and drug addicts. And if she doesn't comply, she is pressured. She's not told about her rights. In California, medical, religious, even conscientious objectors. And then I've been told, and I've read on the internet, Dr. Mercola's website, that doctors and nurses have admitted that they'll vaccinate the baby behind the parent's back. And if that has happened to any listener, I hope they call in to witness what I'm saying. I know it's true, and I know women who fight it tooth and nail, and they are told that they will lose their baby to CPS if they don't leave the hospital after having their child vaccinated. If they refuse to vaccinate their child, they are threatened with losing their baby. I think this is a real issue, not a BS issue, and it's happening every day in this country.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're happy that you are keeping us well advised of this, Marcella. So
okay. I hope someone calls in.
Appreciate your call. Okay, it's 479-1080 if you want to call your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's the Saturday special with MZ. According to my clock, which is an atomic clock, it's radio controlled and it's supposed to be accurate to the second, but on Thursday when I did the noon balloon, it said that it was Friday, April 12th, when it was really Thursday, April 11th. So I don't trust my radio controlled atomic clock anymore. But Nikki, can you help me out here? Is it 11:20 and 12:13, 14? Oh, Nikki. I mean, you're not Nikki.
No,
you're,
I'm not
you're
Nikki.
Dave. Hi, Dave. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good.
What? Yeah.
I almost called you Charlie. 11:20.
And 23, 20, 24,
21, 22.
25. Okay, so my clock
about
is
two
four
seconds ahead.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll keep that in mind. It looks like Traffic Lackey is on here. He calls you guys a lot on Happy Hour, doesn't
he? He's one of our favorites.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, and so I saw on the board there that he was banned. But I guess you guys just unbanned him or something?
I think so.
Okay, good. Well, here, I mean, Traffic Lackey, at least in the past, has always contributed nicely to the radio. Here you are, Traffic Lackey. What are you going to contribute today?
Hey, Charlie. I mean,
no,
Michael.
I'm not Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. Jesus Christ. Everyone's getting called Charlie over there. Charlie, yeah. I mean, Michael.
Yeah. Hey.
Guess, you know what? Susan with the, she does Susan Simon.
Right.
It should be Susan N-word Simon. You know what I mean?
N-word? Why?
Well, not N-word, but the actual word. But I ain't crazy like my old Uncle Ed. I gotta apologize for Uncle Ed Lackey. He called in and said the N-word.
Uh-huh.
What it is we have a family of wacky talk radio callers, and just like very much like Bo Snerdly, the phone screen family for Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he never goes on the air, though. Right?
I know. Well, we have a family of wacky phone callers, and an old Uncle Ed Lackey, despite the fact that he's a crazy liberal, is a racist, I think. I'm not quite sure, but he says racist things sometimes. But I still love Uncle Ed.
That's the first time I ever heard him say something. And I don't think he said it intentionally. I think it just rolled out of his mouth.
Well, listen, Obama talked about a crazy old uncle that says things that, you know, sometimes you disagree with. And, you know, I still love Uncle Ed, even though he says things that I might disagree with. And by the way, speaking of Charlie, he's very upset by this entire program, Michael. He's very upset.
This program?
Charlie's very upset about today's program with the N-word flying around.
Oh.
Because, you know, Charlie, he mentioned yesterday that he was into black chicks. And he really loves black chicks, Michael, so he's very upset.
Well, you know, we had a talk show host named Ted Jefferson years ago. And he was also on with we also had a talk show host, Rob Roberts, whom we've talked about before. In fact, I think Rob did a noon balloon program not long ago, and he occasionally fills in on the Saturday special.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I remember that one day – Rob Roberts was coming out of having done his program here at KSCO, and he was accosted by Ted Jefferson, who was very upset that Rob had used the N-word at least once, if not a number of times, on that program. And wow, I mean, a scuffle nearly ensued.
And it's a damn shame YouTube wasn't around at that time, huh, Michael?
Yeah.
Damn shame.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, you know, it would have been like watching ESPN, two black guys beating up each other for white man's entertainment.
YouTube wasn't around then doesn't necessarily mean that someone would have been there to catch it on video anyhow. But
somebody would have had a cell phone in their pocket.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, most cell phones can do video now. Is that right?
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. I got an aunt who's like a vice principal. And, man, she is, like, in hiding in her office underneath the desk because kids with cell phone cameras, forget about it, Michael. You know what I'm saying? They're ratting out the teachers now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'll be darned.
Yeah, just type in YouTube and, I don't know, public schools, Aptos High, something. You'll get something interesting. I guarantee it.
I gotcha. Okay, Traffic Lackey, thanks very much for calling the Saturday special. Look forward to hearing from you again.
Well, Michael, one more thing.
Okay.
You got to give out the number, sir, because, you know, if it's even, like, well, let's say you get 40 phone calls, Michael, and in a broadcast, if that's only 1% of your audience, that's like 4,000 members of your audience listening,
right? 400, and that's not very good. I agree with you. Yeah.
No, I said 40 phone calls.
If you said 40 and it's 1%, oh, okay, yeah, then it'd be 4,000. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael,
so give out the phone number more often.
479-1080. And Michael, don't get me nervous like that because I went to SoCal High, so I'm kind of stupid. So when you question my math skills,
Okay.
I get worried.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
All righty. Thanks very much.
An N-word Simon.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There goes the traffic lackey himself. And he speaks in a different voice than he used to speak, you know. One of my favorite traffic lackey episodes was his exchange with Roy Masters' wife a number of years ago. If anybody wants to hear that, they should call in and let us know. I can dig that up because it's in my computer somewhere. It's very, very interesting. Very good radio. While I search for what we have promised that we would play this hour, I'm going to ask Nikki or Dave, doesn't matter who, to play the commercials. Okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, thanks.
So, what's your ACT story?
Well, my heart was racing all the time, and I was irritable. I realized I had to cut back on the coffee because I was getting too much caffeine. But I needed the boost during the day. Luckily, my friend Gary gave me some ACT, you know, the healthy energy drink, and I loved it. ACT made it really easy to give up coffee because just minutes after drinking it, I feel great, and the energy boost lasts for hours. I don't get the jitters from ACT, and there's no energy crash later. The ingredients are all natural, and ACT is actually good for me, so I can have it every day. I'm also saving money by not buying those fancy coffee drinks all the time.
If you want to experience ACT, visit acthealthyenergy.com. Or for a free sample, call me, Robin, at 831-818-4144. That's 831-818-4144. Visit acthealthyenergy.com. Then let's hear from you about your ACT story.
What time of year is it? Yes, it's the holidays, but it's also the time of year people start thinking about what they're going to do 6 months from now, be it a vacation or graduation or moving. If they're thinking about making a move with real estate, they'll start thinking about it now, or certainly right after the holidays. Enjoy the holidays now, but if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the future, call Randy Turnquist at 831-566-2590, or call Randy's private office at 688-8466, or visit KSEO.com and search for Realtor. For several months now, you've heard the commercials for Santa Cruz Tile and Stone here on KSCO. Now you can go to the KSCO.com website and click on the yellow box and see their fabulous showroom and their great products and services. If you're thinking about a remodel or new kitchen, entryway, or bathroom, then you need to visit Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, number 2 in Santa Cruz. You'll find full and prefabricated slabs in granite, marble, limestone, and travertine at great prices. And you'll also find Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, Phoenix Spas, and Gazebos at the lowest prices in Santa Cruz County. And remember, Phoenix Spas and Gazebos are the only ones built in Northern California. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Let the expert staff at Santa Cruz Tile and Stone work with you to design your remodel or your new construction project. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone, located at 1800 Soquel Avenue, unit number 2 in Santa Cruz. Phone 421-0292 or visit them by going to ksco.com and click on the yellow box. Santa Cruz Tile and Stone.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangerl. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangerl family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
So the other day, I'm cruising in my Hummer. I see these dogs doing that meet and greet, circle and sniff thing. Hey, how you doing? Come here often? Yeah, all the time. And those dogs got me thinking. I don't want some guy sniffing around my Hummer telling me what it needs, like an oil change every 3,000 miles. My Hummer dealer clued me in on that one. Most newer Hummers, like mine, have an oil life monitor that tells me when it's time for a change. With OnStar, I can subscribe and get a diagnostic report via email. And I always check my owner's manual for a complete maintenance schedule. And when it's the right time for me, I choose the Hummer experts down the Goodrich service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I got an oil change, tire rotation, and a Goodrich multi-point vehicle inspection. These guys know more about my Hummer than anyone. And for me, that's the best deal of all.
See your Hummer Good Wrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com. Diagnostic capabilities vary by model. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Good Wrench and go. We're keeping it simple.
Does that mean that we're back on the air?
It sure does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe we'll get some bumper music or something so I can tell. Hey, okay, now, I think I found it. I found it, Kunza Kinte. I found it. Here, let's
Ed and Aptos.
Greetings.
Welcome to the Saturday special. How you doing, Ed?
I'm pretty good.
It's the Ed and Aptos.
Correct,
Amanda. The other half of Pat and Aptos.
Right.
Go.
I won't say the better half.
Okay. I didn't either.
Usually you, the person speaking says that.
So. Right.
I was listening to some of the points that was made in the commentary, and I can't really, agree on. Some of them might be, but the thing I really took umbrage at was her first thing out was about abortion. I don't believe in abortion on demand. I believe in letting the woman choose. I'm not one to say, what to she can do, and I think that's different than saying I'm wholesale, let's abort the kid.
Uh-huh.
The opposite end of that is the death penalty, and I think that, it's proven that our laws are unjustly enforced. In other words, for whatever reason, the people, I guess it's more due to it, to income than race, but the nigger races had a lot more of their
the what races?
A Negro. I say. It's,
I thought you said the N word for a second. I did a double take. We're going to have to listen to the recording of this program.
I think you said
the N word, Ed.
I'm not PC, but
I think you said. Damn right, you're not PC. You said the N word.
No, I didn't. I said the Negro race. I don't know what to call them.
No, before that.
No.
This program is going to be rebroadcast on the N-word, Ed.
I'm not
N-word for a second.
I did.
We're taking
a lot
it back.
More of their
the what over. Races?
A Negro to income than race, but the Negro races had a lot more of their
the what races?
A Negro. I say. It's,
I thought you said the N-word for a second. I did a double take. We're going to have to listen to the recording of this program.
I think you said
the N-word, Ed.
I'm not PC, but...
I think you said... Damn right you're not PC. You said the N-word.
No, I didn't. I said the Negro race. I don't know the call.
No, before that.
No.
This program is going to be rebroadcast unedited tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight. Listen to me, Ed. Listen to me. At 11:23 this evening, tune into the program. You probably won't even have to wait that long, because as soon as I can get the thing uploaded this afternoon sometime, you can just go to Saturday Special and go to 23 minutes into the second hour, and you'll hear Ed, my friend Ed, say what sounded decidedly like the N-word to me.
No, you're mishearing.
Okay.
You better,
well, I hope you're right.
Better go get your hearing checked now.
All right.
The point being that 2 points that the... Colored folks. Correct.
Call them colored folks. You're supposed to call them blacks.
Whatever.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know what the proper PC term is. I'm not PC.
Clearly. Okay.
Clearly.
All right.
But all these things, the prisons are populated by people of the lower economic rung, and it just happens that the lower economic rung is heavily populated by blacks, Negroes, whatever you want to call them.
Do not call them Negroes. They're blacks.
Okay, blacks.
Yeah.
Anyhow, whatever. You got me flummoxed now, Michael.
Flummoxed, that's one of my favorite words. Nikki is laughing hysterically in the other room. She's turning red. She's almost about to fall out.
Comment,
I don't understand why. Nikki, turn on the mic and let us know why what's so funny. I mean, this is funny, but it's not so funny that you're almost ready to die, from exploding.
I'm sorry.
What's so funny?
It's just, this conversation is a riot.
Well, maybe it is.
Okay. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was live exactly a week ago. And thanks to Robin Goldstein for cutting it out and sending it to me in an email. It says, holy crap, Michael, I fell out of my chair. And then he denied it and said, you misheard. And then he dropped colored and Negro. All that was missing was Schwarze. I thought it was a good Saturday special, but I was disappointed in your mom's commentary. And then it goes on and on about that. But anyhow, okay. So that's one thing that I promised to do, and now I have kept my promise. What happened to our what happened to my screen that has the calls on? Oh, there's Sue in Watts. Hey, I didn't know that you can hear us in Watts. Sue from Watts, you're on.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I just had to call because this brings up the thing I emailed you about a while back, that Charlie used the N-word in a commercial, and this was probably in August or September of 07. It was on a Friday afternoon because I was at the Watsonville Farmers Market and I heard it in my car. And
wait a minute, commercial, you mean, well, a lot of Charlie's commercials are done, are live read. I mean, in other words, it's he says it right there. Well, now, are you saying you heard, was this a pre-recorded one?
No, this was live. What he said was, and I quote, and this was regarding the sandwich shop that was sponsoring you, and he said the sandwiches are, quote, not niggardly, unquote. And when I emailed you, you defended him, stating that he was giving them a compliment. So I just wanted to point that out.
Sue, yes. I remember, and you gave me the probably the funniest laugh of my life. Will you please, as soon as we're finished with this phone call, go to your dictionary if you have one, and if you don't have one, go to the library and look up the word niggardly, N-I-G-G-A-R-D-L-Y. Okay.
Okay.
And what that word, it has nothing to do with the N-word, although it sounds like and is spelled very much like it. It has nothing to do with it. Niggardly refers to being cheap.
Yeah, but is there any kind of derivative that word was derived, that they're somehow from the same derivative?
No. I don't believe so. But no, I don't believe so. I don't.
Well,
not in a million years. And that's what... And I defended him. Maybe I was just being, I will certainly defend. Charlie would never say the N-word.
Well,
he would never say the N-word, but he did say niggardly, and that's not the N-word. It's different.
Well, I thought they were.
Don't you understand?
I understand what you're saying. I just thought they were of the same derivative.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Trust me.
Well, maybe somebody who knows words can...
Oh, wait a minute. Stay on the line here. Now Dave Michaels is calling, and he's the co-host of that program. Okay, clear it up once and for all, Dave.
Yeah, you know, see, you pretty much got it straight. He did say niggardly. I think that's a poor choice of words. I mean, that just sounds too close. But he did say niggardly, and you explained it just right. Although, you know what, this whole topic of today kind of reminds me of Rob Roberts. And, you know, when you talk about someone throwing the N-word around, that guy, wow, man. He's, you know, I mean, somebody with an attitude like that strikes me as being racist himself. I've never heard anybody throw the N-word around like that guy does. Never.
Uh-huh. Well, he has a reason for doing it. Now, I'm going to ask Rob if he will guest host for me on the Saturday special either next week or the week after and see if he's willing to come on and maybe continue this topic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting because, I noticed that he's, you know, as far as his rhetoric, the way he talks, it sounds very racist to me.
Okay.
Yeah. But as far as Charlie goes, he did say niggard with a D,
yeah.
Lee, and it does mean miserly or cheap or something.
Yeah, and
like
the
that.
N-word is not spelled, you know, A-R. It's
right.
E-R.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you're right about Charlie. I don't think he would ever say that other word.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Okay, you got that, Sue?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, are we okay with you now?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Bless you. There goes Sue and Watts. I didn't know that you could hear us in Watts. Wow, that's amazing. We get more and more powerful every day here at AM 1080 KSCO. Give us a call at 479-1080 if you want to be on the program with us. Send us an email, or send me an email. MZ@KSCO.com if you want me to read it to myself or to the audience. Tammy in Scotts Valley loves Mark from the Rifleman.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I do. I love your show, too, you know. And I thought, is he going to be on when you were calling him the other day? And I thought, I'd love to tell him that.
Clearly it was at his office.
He's only 60. He's in competition with a lot of young, you know.
I think he's 61. I think Johnny Crawford is 61 now, because I think he was born in 47. Yeah, so if he is 60 now, he'll be 61 this year.
I love that show. You know, one of my favorite episodes was the one where the Rifleman changed his mind and decided that back then calling CPS wasn't a good idea, you know, because they just, like, take people's lives away.
Right.
Do you remember that episode?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. Now,
say it again. He changed his mind about what?
He changed his mind about calling in the authorities on a boy that wasn't getting a proper education because he was taking care of his elderly father.
I did see that. I did see that. The writing in that program was just amazing.
That was awesome. I watched every show. I used to watch the reruns at 4, but I saw them all so many times, and I don't stay up that late anymore.
You don't have to stay up if you have a PVR or a TiVo or something like that, but which are not very expensive, you know. Or even just a plain old VCR if you set it, although that's sort of hard to set those things.
Yeah.
I've seen probably most of the episodes and most of them, but there's quite a number of them that I haven't. But just this last week, I saw episode number one.
Oh, wow.
Where Mark and the Rifleman come to North Fork for the first time, and they enter, you know, they're looking for a place to settle down and homestead, and they find that there's a shooting contest and that there's a really nice place that's for sale, and the shooting, if you win, the winner of the shooting contest gets $500.
That's cool.
Which would make a great down payment, you know.
Absolutely.
For that.
Too bad they
place.
Don't have something like that now, huh?
Well, they have if you read the episode list, and you just Google Rifleman episodes, and it'll take you right to the website that has every single episode, and you can read them. And there's so much wholesomeness.
Yeah.
God, there's nothing that comes close to that.
Well, see, and that's the old Hollywood, and that's what I'm talking about as far as, like, influencing culture.
Yeah.
The fact that you're like, taking a conservative viewpoint, and people are kind of hitting on it all the time, and there's not that many that go along with it. It's because of the whole education system is, like, becoming socialist. Even the view of medicine, you know, that guy, that was Peter Stark or somebody from the health department, I don't know who he was, but he said that, the health of inmates, prison inmates, they get free health care.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, if you look at that population, that is the sickest population on earth.
Yeah.
You know, and we have more people incarcerated, second only to China. You know, they're trying to get away with stuff. And I don't know. I just think that we need to be wise and know that, you know, places that can make their own statistics, like there was something about all these infants that had been neglected and they could prove it. I'm like, how do you prove neglect on an infant? They're saying something like 450 parents regularly, you know, don't take care of their infants' needs, and that's what caused this neglect. And I'm like, how do they measure that? And then they have 400 kids that they just yank for more than a week now, and they don't even tell them what's happening with their lives. They're just, you know, leading them around to different places and upsetting their life. And it's just so sad that there's no, you know, understanding of the frailty of human life.
Sure.
You know? Especially children, you know. It's not fair. And then they're going to try girls going to jail for 3 years or something for hamsters, and hamsters only live 3 years. I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous. What you're trying to, you know, control every little aspect of our lives, and they need to just step off and get out.
Well, now, how can anyone argue with that? Tammy, thanks for your call to the Saturday special. Okay.
Yeah, God bless.
We're going to try to get Johnny Crawford on the Saturday special. I don't know if he'll say yes. He probably, you know, he's probably barraged with, you know, requests for interviews, you know, all his life. And so if he says no, I certainly won't hold it against him. But I think it'd be great because he's an amazing actor. And it blows me away that he didn't, you know, he's only been on one or two things. He's only had one or two movie or TV jobs that I know of since The Rifleman. Anyhow, Vernon, you're on.
Yeah, just a quick one. As I looked it up, the origins of the word niggerly go back to 1325 through 75, which is long before we got into this politically correct stuff. So I don't, the origins are just not there. One of your callers asked about that.
Yes. Okay.
That's all I called for.
Appreciate that, V cubed. All right, talk to you later. Take care. That was Vernon, whom you can hear on his own program. He does the Noon Balloon, actually, on Fridays from 12 to 2. So back to the email here. Okay. Yeah, we've got. Now, Forrest here, who called earlier about the traffic lack. I don't get why you're so nice to Andrew Sanchez after he insulted you and Kay so many times on the air and on the voicemail and also harassed Rosie so much on the phone. The guy is a Tom Likas wannabe who desperately wants his own talk show. Personally, I think you should give him one if you like him so much. Okay. Now, Forrest also says, I think Ed said, whatever the bleep you want to call them to. Okay. Now, in yet another email from Forrest, it says, only the racist liberal douchebag mind would think the word niggardly is related to the word nigger. With three exclamation points. I think it says more about their own lack of education and their own secret feelings towards black people than it does about Charlie. Three more exclamation points. Give me a break. Three more exclamation points. Thank you, Forrest. Your fingers must be tired today. And let's see, Vernon. We've already heard from Vernon here, so he called in. Oh, my gosh. Dumb and Easy has called us, which is what Steve Hartman calls himself. Yes, Montana is listening. Not so much to you, but Nikki James for sure. Steve. Okay. Thank you, Steve. And let's see, Don. SS for Susan Simon. Don in Scotts Valley says, MZ, if it really bothers people, I suggest they go to the range and shoot away their frustrations. Shootings also are really fun. Thanks, Don in Scotts Valley. Okay. There's only 14 minutes left of the program today, gang. So if you want to give us a call, there's still time, 479-1080. In the meantime, I am going to see if I can find, Richard for Outgoing Faxes is on the line here. Richard?
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Richard. Oh, it's Richard Ann Watsonville. How are you?
Yes, I'm very fine, thank you.
Good.
My idea was if we could have an outgoing serial faxer box at the station. So that way I could send a runner over to the station that's going, you know, to Santa Cruz or coming back from Santa Cruz, and they could drive by the station and pick up a copy of what the hell you're talking about. On all these faxes.
You suggested that we put it up on the website, and that was an excellent suggestion, and we are going to do it. The only question is when.
Well, it's not that. It's how about the ones like us that don't have the website?
You have the website through your son.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying there's people out there that don't.
Well, you got a point there.
And I'm just wondering, you know, how do we get a fax to them people, or how do they get to see what you're talking about? I mean, you're good at describing what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never, you know, actually got to see a live fax, you know, and come in that day and, you know, and see what you're talking about and stuff like that. It's kind of...
Outgoing fax.
Box.
Outgoing fax box.
I would think, you know, you have the fax come into the machine, into the station there somehow, right?
And then
right?
just make copies of it?
And then if someone wants to, yeah, just make a copy, throw it in the box. That way you got the original that comes through the mail.
That would be a nice public service, I guess.
Well, it'd bring more people down to your station.
We'd rather have more advertisers.
Well, that's...
Put it online.
I can only get them in the door, Mike.
Yeah, no, you're right. And Nikki says, well, online. I mean, everybody has, if everybody doesn't have his or her own computer, everybody has a friend or a relative or, you know, who does have a computer, including yourself, right?
That's right.
So at the very least, we got to do that. All right, Richard, thanks. Thanks for your comment here.
One last thing. The reason why we're the only station happening here in the Monterey Bay is because it's the only station you can hear in the Monterey Bay. I mean, if you listen to those other stations, any of them, you name any of the stations that are in the Monterey Bay area here,
uh-huh.
and they either shut down in power, go off at night, or you just can't hear them at all in certain parts of the area. In the daytime, at least we can hear this thing regionally.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one thing I got to say about radio in the Monterey Bay. Thank you.
What a guy. Thank you, Richard. And nobody knows more about radio than Richard N. Watsonville, who has actually been written about in a book about talk radio. Yep, he really has. All right, from Bankhead Steve to MZ regarding niggardly thinking. MZ, regarding today's wasted emotions about Charlie's use of the word niggardly. The origin of niggard is unclear, but not its timeline, which predates the N-word in the English language by a couple of hundred years at least. Okay, yeah, Vernon said that already. Okay, niggard comes up as early as Chaucer, late 14th century. The most commonly speculated origin is Scandinavian niggle. Old Norse, H-N-O-G-G-R, meaning miserly. Rabbi Friedman had a great comment on the night someone complained about Charlie using the word niggardly. The rabbi, with tongue fully inserted in cheek, offered mock criticism of anyone using a phrase like Jew, venile delinquent. Steve in Watsonville. Great emails today, folks. Thank you, Steve. MZ@KSCO.com is the email address. Send me an email anytime. If it's during the next 10 minutes, it may get read live on the air today. Otherwise, if you want to call us, the phone number is 479-1080. But you know what? I've been talking about it, so let's just do it. I have to find the thing. Okay, here's the third hour. Good morning, Monterey Bay, on 411-08. All right, so let me find. I'm gonna advance to where I think, it should be here. It was the whole hour was hilarious. It had some comedian whose name I forget. All right, here we go.
Asparagus. You like the asparagus? Squeezer salad.
That is delicious.
You can come on down.
I think old people should use Viagra so they don't roll off the bed. That's what I think. Levitra is another, little weak, little what? Hard little thing.
Why do they always show the couples in two separate baths?
Yeah, don't.
What's that all about?
The thing is, I guess they get to know each other, and the touch, and the feel, and the fabric. No. Levitra, that sounds like a black girl I went to school with. Yo, Levitra!
You keep it up, girl.
Cialis sounds like something you get after sex. Oh, no, I got Cialis.
Oh, right there. Right there between my bone.
They have a lot of penis pills. You know, they have one called Extend. This one makes your penis larger.
I unfortunately see that that ad every morning because.
But here's the messed up part.
Oh, you're really?
They offer you a lifetime supply. Like, how big do you want your penis to get when you're in a lifetime supply? What kind of a pill like, you know, that makes your vagina shrink, you know?
Oh.
Maybe the problem's not me. Maybe it's you.
Call it. See, the thing is with Extends is that you take that so much, so when you get drunk, it'll walk you out of the bar.
Don't worry, I got him. He's out.
You can dance with it. Okay, I got it. How you doing? PabloFrancisco.com. Get the DVD. Or you go to YouTube.
That's who it is, Pablo Francisco.
I'm really sweaty.
He's pretty good.
Or you go to PabloEurope.com.
Are you doing any movies, any more TV specials, anything like that, Pablo?
We just, Frank TV is a television show that is absolutely put together by a man named Frank Caliendo that comes on TV. But it's on hiatus right now. They're starting it at the end of April, and we'll be doing some stuff on there.
Yeah, because he likes to do voices and impersonations and things, doesn't he? He does a good President Bush.
He says, yes, he does. I can't do a Bush right there. Here you go. There's the only Bush I can. Cookie, 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 cookie. Here you are. I know. But
doesn't he speak Spanish, too, Bush?
Hola, como estas? No quiero tear.
Why is it nobody does an impersonation of Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney?
Because we don't want to shoot anybody, that's why.
Well, Dick Cheney, he's really a gang member. Cheney! What's up, Jamie?
They don't, do they? Or Condoleezza Rice, either. They don't do imitations of her either.
Yo, what's up, mama?
Who's cutting a little rice?
Rice, isn't Asian people? Yeah, man. You know, I have this Asian friend at home who loves rice, man. So Asians have a passion for it. We can go to McDonald's, you know, who want a side of rice somehow. So I went to his wedding last week, and guess what? Nobody threw rice at the wedding. I didn't get that, so I walked up to him. I'm like, how come you guys didn't throw any rice? He's like,
why? No. That's a waste. Why you want to waste the rice? Do black people throw chicken at the wedding?
Whoa, that's racist.
Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza
Rice. Condoleezza Rice.
Leave me alone.
As an African American, you can say that.
Yeah, I can. Yes.
As an African American, you can say that.
But said that you're not. You're from Haiti, so you're Haitian.
I'm Haitian. You know what? African American doesn't mean black, because there are Africans that come to America and change their and get like a dual citizenship. And guess what? They're African American too. So if me and him commit a crime, and then they say it's African American, guess who's going to jail?
Who?
Me, the African American.
Well, they come here. My name is Kamala Bolanda. You call me Bob. My name is. They come from China. My name is. You call me Fred.
And why is it that the Polish people don't have any. They don't have. There's no A, E, I, O, and U in their names. You get a couple of I's, and that's it.
I don't know. I mean, Asian people have it. A, E, I, O, U. But Polish, I don't know. I have no idea. It must be the sausage. It must be the Polish lynx. We don't know.
What are you going to do? Here's Johnny Carson on cocaine. Here we go. I am so high. I am so high right now. I am so high I can put a Yugo in orbit. Little paranoid. Little paranoid. Is that a new drummer? Is that a new drummer? Ed, can you bounce for him? Wild stuff. Cuckoo, quacky, quack. Polish, why? A, no, A, O, I, O, U, but they have ski. The E, get the ski, get the ski, get the E, get the O, M, get the E, get the ski. Kind of wild stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. So this went on for a whole hour, and I received an email yesterday, 21 hours ago. Mr. Zwirling, when I called your station today to complain about this morning's show with Rosemary, I was told I could just turn you off. Yes, I can turn you off, and of course I will from now on. Not that it will matter to anyone, but I will also make an effort to contact others about this. Why I called in the first place? One, on Monday, Rosemary would not announce James Garner's birthday because she said he was a wife beater, denouncing him to the world. If she knows this for a fact, I would like to know her source. There was a James Garner much younger who was accused of murdering his wife and her parents a few years ago in Colorado, but it wasn't the James Garner. Two, today, Rosemary's show was disgusting. We're eating our breakfast, and suddenly she's laughing her head off like a silly schoolgirl trying to impress the boys at the foul jokes from her guest about penises and vaginas. You might consider an advanced warning when topics like this are to be mentioned. I did that. I did that last hour. Totally inappropriate for morning radio. We were disgusted, but Rosemary seemed to enjoy every minute of it. I know the public at large is more open to these subjects today, but there is a time and place for everything. Maybe it doesn't matter to you and Rick, or is it Prince Charles? Maybe there's still some remnants of that MZ third grader hanging around. Sure, sorry about that. And it's signed Carmel Business Owner and former listener. Okay. How would you respond to that, ladies and gentlemen? This person has a point. I mean, maybe that was going over the edge. Maybe that was too much. And maybe that's something that, you know, either doesn't belong on the radio at all or belongs, you know, late at night or, you know, after 10 o'clock or after midnight or something like that. What do you think? Boy, we don't have much time in this Saturday special, but if you want to give me a call at 479-1080 and just give me your thoughts here real quickly, I'll just put you on here. Let's just see who's on right now on line one. Hello, who's this? Hello? Yeah, who's this?
This is Andrea.
What do you think, Andrea?
I think that, of course, you should probably alert the people that, you know, something's going to be said that's not maybe not be appropriate for breakfast. But I heard that, and I thought it was hilarious, and it brightened my day. It was funny. I laughed all the way to work.
Okay.
The guy doesn't see if he doesn't want to listen to it, turn it off.
Okay, let's talk to Joe. Thank you, Andrea. Joe, what do you think? Joe. Okay, forget Joe here. What do you think? Who is this?
This is Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe. You're on.
Okay, the letter for, or the email or whatever from the Carmel businessman is entirely appropriate. I agree 100%. And coming from a businessman, it just validates what I've said all along, and I've tried to express, but he expressed it much better than I could.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you. James, you're on the air on KSCO. Hello? Maybe it's not James. Who is this? Okay.
Hello?
Oh, I don't know. It's too late now. Are you still there? They're writing the wrong names down on the thing. Who is this?
Am I on now?
Yeah, you're on now. Quick.
Oh, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I didn't hear the show that you just played the clip from.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that if I'd been, like, for instance, in my car listening for local news and traffic and that came on and my kids were in the car,
yeah,
I would have been most unhappy.
Okay.
And I think a warning is reasonable if you're going to have something like that. I know on KGO, Ron Owens has his bad joke hour or whatever it is.
He stole that from me.
You're kidding.
I did that. I used to do that with John Muth and my father, Bernard Zwirling. We did four of them about 10 years
ago.
Well,
what I like about it, I mean, the jokes are hysterically funny, but I cannot listen to those jokes with my kids in the room.
Right.
And so I appreciate the well advanced warning that's coming up, and if you're going to be offended, turn it off.
Right. Good.
Because
okay.
I agree with you. The jokes that I heard from that little outtake, I mean, they were kind of funny, but I don't want to have to explain them to my 9 and 11-year-old.
Sure. Okay.
So in that regard, and I got to tell you, I stopped listening for a while when you had Phil Hendry on in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Boy, did I rejoice when you got rid of him.
Right. Well, we didn't get rid of him. He got rid of us. Because he retired and we couldn't have the program anymore because it didn't exist. I understand he's doing a new program now that's not the same kind of a comedy program. It's more of a political program, I believe, that is meant to compete with George Norrie. So, and a lot of people have been asking us to put him on, but if we did that, I think we'd be lynched because people love to listen to Coast to Coast.
And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm much happier with Charlie Friedman and local stuff.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks very much for your call to the Saturday special. And I guess that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we're already into the news here. But I'm going to do my best now to play, to end the program properly, which means playing the That's All, folks, okay?
That's all, folks.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12:01. Here's Fox News.
Into the 30s. Meanwhile, out across the west, a big warm-up. Today's highs in Los Angeles into the 90s. Tomorrow, mid-90s in Phoenix. Rick Reichmuth, Fox News Radio.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson with more reassuring words on the economy, telling an International Monetary Fund panel in D.C. this morning that risks remain, but the Bush administration is dealing aggressively with the slowdown. The IMF saying the U.S. will be in a mild recession this year. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I'm Melanie Lyons, Fox News Radio. We're spending a few moments with Jenny McCarthy. Everyone out there knows who she is, actress, model, and most of all, mom. We've got this project that's really, really cool that you're talking about.
I am so excited to be part of something so cool. InTheMotherhood.com, it's the second season, and it is brilliant. It literally is like taking all my funny little baby books and making vignettes out of them. But the great thing about these is that moms across the country get to go online and submit their own stories. And what we do is pick out the funniest ones, and then we have those moms fly to Los Angeles where they get to be on set with myself, Leah Remedy, and Chelsea Handler while we reenact their stories. So every vignette you see on InTheMotherhood.com is an actual story or something really embarrassing that happened to a mom.
InTheMotherhood.com. It's with Jenny McCarthy, Leah Remedy, Chelsea Handler.
Moms, don't forget, get online and tell us your stories.
You've been listening to A Few Moments With. For more, go to AfewMomentsWith.com. I'm Melanie Lyons, and this is Fox News Radio.
Barack Obama takes a hit. From America's election headquarters, Obama, the focus of criticism for his remarks, suggesting bitter working class voters cling to guns and religion, saying now he could have chosen his words better, but standing by the intent of the remarks, that the disadvantaged turn to what they know for comfort when they feel their plight is being ignored by the powers that be. And in Muncie, Indiana, Obama had lunch with 5 so-called low-dollar donors to his campaign.
Burger. All right. See? This is full service.
Obama actually doing the serving to the group.
All right. Burger.
Thank you very much.
These folks won a contest to have lunch with a candidate. The winners including a fisherman from Alaska and a computer technician from North Carolina. Israel's efforts to isolate the Hamas government in Gaza have led to another round of violence and death.
There's been an international boycott of the Gaza Strip, especially since Hamas was taken over last June. Israel has allowed limited humanitarian aid, some food, some fuel to come in. But last Wednesday, the fueling station, the terminal that's right along the Israeli-Gaza border, was stormed by Palestinian militants and two Israeli workers were killed. In retaliation, Israel launched attacks that killed two Palestinian militants and two civilians as well.
Fox's Rena Ninen. We'll talk about an unlikely event. There you are at home, safe. Suddenly, it's a war zone.
Shell-shocked in New Jersey. A small artillery shell slamming through the roof of a house, landing on the bed of 10-year-old Cassandra Angel Friday night. She, thankfully, left for a sleepover at a friend's house just 20 minutes earlier. The round likely from the Army's Picatinny Arsenal 2.5 miles away, conducting weapons tests at the time. The family's cat injured and had to be put to sleep. Jane Metzler, Fox News. Radio.
A man who works in the admissions department at a Manhattan hospital has been charged with stealing and selling information on nearly 50,000 patients. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
All right, good morning, or afternoon, excuse me, everyone. You're listening to KSTO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I've got your Central Coast forecast. We have sunny skies today with a high near 79. The northeast winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low of 48 degrees. The west winds will be 7 miles per hour, becoming north-northeast. And on Sunday, we're going to have mostly sunny skies. It'll be a bit cooler with a high of 69. And your Monterey Bay boaters forecast. Northeast winds will be 5 to 10 knots, becoming west in the afternoon, and the wind waves